Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Mark Grody and Gabe Ramirez. Here's question number one. If the playoffs started this week, the number 2 seed Bears would face the number 7 seed Packers in the wild card round. Would you like to see the Packers again? How would you feel about the Bears' chances at winning that game?
Oh, you're playing a very dangerous game, Ray Diaz, with your line of questioning right there. Does that fall into the category of be careful what you wish for? Do you really want to take a chance on not beating the Packers? The answer to the question for me is I absolutely would love it if it was Bears-Packers. Now, I will admit probably some of this, and maybe I don't even know it, subconscious, that it's me, the media person, the broadcaster talking and knowing how delightful it is to do these jobs when we have a week's worth of presenting to you facts and preview and opinions about a game against the Green Bay Packers. So I love that part of it. But then I'll just put on the part that is just me, that is me, Mark Grody, that when there are big, huge games in this city, I wake up so adrenalized that I don't know what to do with myself. So I go outside and I see Bears fans, and then I walk to Soldier Field when it's time to go to work, and I get goosebumps like on those days. So my answer is yes. I would love the opportunity for it to be Bears-Packers again. How would you feel about the Bears' chances of winning that game? The second part to it, I'll say that the same thing that I said, like, going into this past game, like, the Bears and Packers are about, at the moment, and you could add injuries in with the Micah Parsons part of this, are about as evenly matched player for player, roster for roster at this moment than that I've ever seen them be. So I like the Bears' chances of winning.
Can I, before I give my answer, can I ask you what round you'd like to see them in? With this, because you said
yes,
I want to, like, attach a round to
what,
it.
What round would it be? Oh, man.
Is it just the wild card? You want to see him first round, get it out the way?
Dude, who wouldn't love a rematch NFC of the 2011 NFC Championship? Okay. And could the results be? Because we know for sure there's no way Jay Cutler would get injured this time. We know that Caleb Haney would not come off the bench, nor Todd Collins in any way, shape, or form.
We have a Tyson Bajan, so we'll be all right.
Yeah, there's Bajan. Yeah, Bajan will throw the pick six this time.
So
that's great. That's great. Ray Diaz producing today. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say, I'm going to give you the antithesis. No, absolutely not. I do not want to see the Packers again. It's kind of like back when I was 11 years old, elementary school, Lincoln Elementary, right over there by DePaul University.
Shout out.
And I remember I was 11. I got bussed there. Let's be very clear. But I remember I whooped this kid who was 12. You know, he was a grade above me. We got into it on the basketball court.
I ended up
whooping
him.
Okay. No, and then we fought, and I whooped him.
Okay.
But I felt like I was in a rage. You know, I was in a rage, and I got the better of this bigger kid. He was bigger than me.
Okay.
And he's like, wait till I see you again. You know, teachers get involved. Wait till I see you. And I'm like, no, please. I do not. Even though I won this battle, I don't know if I'm going to win the war.
You'd have to get yourself back up, so to speak.
I might have to call my cousins or something like that at that point. So I feel like this is very similar. All right. The Bears, they did it. They got the victory. And then you just don't. I'll see you in 2026. And by that, I mean in late September, October, November, not in January or February. I do think that if they see each other, I do think the Bears have stolen the heart. I said this yesterday, of the Green Bay Packers. They were in disarray in the locker room following the game. Jordan Love with concussion. I mean, it's just like all that. So I do think the Bears will get the better of them. They still have yet to play 50% of a game where they've played well. It's only been a quarter in both of those games. Yeah. So I think that they can win. But like 11-year-old Gabe Ramirez would say, I'll see you when I see you, and hopefully not soon.
So I think in conclusion, I think it's fair to say, too, the Packers have outplayed the Bears this year, right?
We're not shying away from that.
That's true.
Caleb Williams hasn't played well, and the Bears haven't played well in 6 of the 8 quarters.
Yes.
That's fair.
Young man, that is a hard truth.
Yeah.
Number 2.
A question inspired by a submission to Brad Biggs Tribune mailbag. If the Ravens beat the Packers on Saturday, the Bears clinch the NFC North. When should they start to rest and protect players prior to the playoffs?
First of all, it is a luxury. And I am understanding that in the present, a luxury to be able to answer a question like that. I don't even know how to act. Would any of my teams, have they been in a position to rest players heading into the playoffs in a decade, right? So I don't even, it's just, I'm smiling at the thought of having the conversation. But the fact of the matter is, no, Ben Johnson does not strike me as someone who is going to rest his players. Now, if a game gets out of hand, if the Niners don't punt again and they put up 40 against the Bears in the first three quarters, then yeah, it's Bajan time. No need to put Caleb out there when you're down 20. Or vice versa, right? The other side of that coin, which is Bears are up 30. No need to play DeAndre Swift or DJ Moore for that matter. Let's get Jahdae Walker and Devin Duvernay a couple more snaps.
There you go.
So I have no problem with the idea of resting in the event that the game gets out of hand. But Ben Johnson doesn't strike me as that kind of coach. The players themselves don't strike me as the type of team that wants to rest, because I think that they want momentum more so than anything else.
I think that they would have to look at this on a very specific basis, as in, would not it make sense to, if you have that opportunity and that luxury, to rest somebody like Jalen Johnson? Now, that's like, or maybe he still needs football shape. You know what I mean? Because it feels like that's part of what Jalen Johnson is still moving towards in his recovery from his injury. So you might have an opportunity to rest him. You might, TJ Edwards, who looks fine and all of that, but this is a guy whose season has really just been really derailed for the most part by injuries this year from the very beginning for TJ Edwards. Wouldn't that not be a good chance to just let him relax a bit?
I think, interestingly, you know, first of all, it wouldn't happen against the Niners, because the Bears would still be vying for that number one seed.
Right.
And in order to do that, they'd have to beat the Niners.
So we're just talking about the Detroit game.
We're talking about the Detroit game, right? In the event they lose to the Niners. Because then if they beat the Niners, everybody's playing against Detroit, because you want that game as well. So if you lose to the Niners and the Packers lose to the Ravens, then we're talking about that scenario.
Right. So one game off, and I think it would just be.
And how?
Rome's foot. That's another one.
What kind of slap in the face would it be to Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions that the last game of the season, we don't even care about this game against
you? Yeah, but the Bears would still have to have a little something to run up on Detroit. There's another factor to it. Let's get really meatball here.
Because they put on 52 against
them? I'm sorry, man. You have a chance to make that good, to get your get back right there, right? Isn't that how you say that? Isn't that cool the way I talk sometimes? Isn't that neat? Isn't that neat how I talk? But yeah, like, you have that opportunity, and trust me, they should have been, still should be steaming since that.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Five on it. Number 3.
This question is inspired by the sporting news. Saturday's overtime win over the Packers pushed the Bears into the history books as the first team in NFL history to win 6 games as they trailed inside the final 2 minutes. So here is the question. Are the Bears good or just lucky?
There's been luck involved. I mean, there's a degree of luck that we just saw from this past win over the Packers, as we just said, that the Bears were outplayed for the majority of the quarters against the Green Bay Packers this year. I take that into account. If you listen to me regularly, you know I was really taking that into account earlier in the season, just having seen seasons that weren't sustainable because of the you know, some unlikely occurrences in Bears games. However, what is now real to me that maybe wasn't real earlier is that what Caleb Williams has done in these fourth quarters and winning games in legitimate fashion with big-time elite throws that we can go through one at a time in these, you know, 6 comebacks in the final 2 minutes of games this year. That's pretty incredible stuff. And if you go back and look, it's not like a lot of it was flukish. It was done by things or players that you expect to be part of this team for a long time. So, in other words, I do think that the Bears are good, and of course there have been times when there is the dash of luck, but the overriding thing for me is that the Bears are good. The Bears are good.
Bears are good. Bears have been lucky. I don't care. I just be very clear, right? Yeah. When you're talking about thinking back to Tom Brady being down 28 points against the Falcons in the Super Bowl, it's not that they got lucky. It's that over the course of 60 minutes, this team was going to be relentless throughout the entire time. And we've seen, this is what good teams do. It's like me playing my little brother in NBA 2K. You might be beating me for the first quarter. Why? Because I'm not playing my hardest.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, I got to put the clamps on you in the second half.
Gave you
I have to make the adjustments.
You couldn't get a big enough lead.
Exactly. And you couldn't close the door on me. Why? Because I'm better than you.
Yeah.
And so are the Bears good? Yes. Even if they're playing bad teams, even if they're coming back. If you do that consistently enough, you have then placed yourself better than the bad team. So therefore you are good.
We're gonna actually have a segment a little bit later on where we're gonna kind of
comp
some other some recent Bears seasons, so we can even get you hyped up even more during that.
So. I'm hyped up 4 hours because I'm on with Grody. That's what's going to be happening.
Well, act accordingly. Yes. So,
well, we will in a couple minutes.
I don't know what that means.
I'll tell you off the air. All right, next question.
Number four.
This is 5 on 670 The Score with Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody. We're having some fun here talking about the Bears because they're good. So we have this question is question number four. As we enter week 17, who would you say is the Bears' most important rookie?
I know you guys aren't used to having fun, but I'm here, so it's okay. I know you guys are talking like, oh, no.
The Festival of Gabe. Yesterday was Festivus.
Bring good vibes.
The Festival of Gabe Ramirez is here. Noel.
Vibes, like my daughter would say. Listen, the best rookie, without a doubt, it's not even close. It is Ozzie Cipolla. It is not even close.
Wow, okay.
And the reason why is because you haven't talked about the left tackle position for the last several weeks when he was inserted into that role. Do you remember Braxton Jones getting put into the left tackle position and you thought to yourself, well, damn, they found the guy in the fifth round. Like, you felt good about it. And to now have a guy who was drafted in the second round, had a couple healthy scratches at the beginning of the season, and now he is a mainstay when both Braxton Jones and Theo Bennett have abandoned the position. He is the best. I don't care about anybody else. I don't care about Colson Love. I don't care about Luther Burden. You tell me that three brand new offensive linemen that were signed have been added to Darnell Wright, and then you bring in this rookie that's supposed to fit into this scheme, and he does effortlessly. You have two Pro Bowlers on the offensive line and a rookie that Myles Garrett is giving props to. Yes, it's Ozzie Cipolla, the guy that we can build off that, and you can shut up about the left tackle position for the next couple of seasons.
I would say that there's some pretty amazing development that has gone on with these guys, too, because they have now made, and as you well just painted for us, they made an undrafted, not from America football, Theo Benedett,
shout out Theo,
drafted last year, look good and be part of a competition in training camp. And now they're doing the same thing all of a sudden with a guy who looked lost in training camp. So I guess I'll just give an honorable mention to the coaching staff while we're at it in terms of that. But I'm not going to push back on that. I will say... I don't like the way you breeze past Colston Loveland so easily and so gracefully, because Colston Loveland is starting to show. Think about the way this year started for Colston Loveland. This is another like development process that has looked so good for the Bears this year, like with so many players. We were looking at Tyler Warren's numbers and be like, oh, there he is. Tyler Warren, another 5 catches for 96 yards, 6 catches for 86 yards. The week after that, Colston Loveland is barely getting targeted, and then he starts to get targeted, and now he makes big plays, and you are seeing what it is that we saw in college, or if you just studied the film, this ability to look like a wide receiver and to run really exact routes. You're starting to see that with this guy to the point where, yeah, you see why they drafted him over Tyler Warren.
I want to go ahead and give an honorable mention. If you're going to do that for my Ozzie Cipolla,
you can do that.
Then I'm going to give an honorable mention for Colson Loveland via the coaches.
Okay.
Because Ben Johnson, we talk about his healthy arrogance, is the kind of coach that will say, I'm tired of these guys questioning my Colston Loveland draft pick. Let me go ahead and feed him the rock. And we've seen him do that on countless number of games, whether it's DJ Moore play of the game, Rome Odunze first play of the game. Whoever you think is not getting the ball, I'm going to get them the ball.
Oh, you don't think I can get him the ball?
Exactly.
That's exactly what's going on.
So shout out Ben Johnson.
Yeah, well, he did lesser degree, did that with the running backs, too.
Yes.
He told you, you don't think Ben Johnson can put a running game together? Oh?
Watch this.
Oh, you don't think Ben Johnson can develop an offensive line? I'm Ben Johnson.
Number five.
Final question on 5 on 670 The Score. It's an important one. Are candy canes the candy corn of Christmas? And what side are you on when it comes to this country's great fruitcake debate?
There's a fruitcake debate going on in this
country. I was watching the Today Show for a little bit earlier.
I can tell you what race is debating that one right there, buddy.
Who is? What did you say?
What nationalities are
race? Well, it was on the Today Show. So
America.
Yeah.
That's the way
they phrased it. They called it the great fruitcake debate on the Today Show. So I have brought it to all the 670 The Score audience and you, Mark Grody, and you, Gabe Ramirez.
What say you, Grody?
I don't like fruitcake, but my dad does. He's the only one in the Grody family and extended that like he sees a fruit. We all look at a fruitcake and laugh and make jokes about it. He's like, what's wrong with that thing? Let's get that puppy out of here. Let's eat some fruitcake.
It's a cake?
Yeah, I'll put a little butter on it. It's good fruitcake.
Butter?
I don't know.
All right, candy corns and candy canes.
Yeah, oh, candy. Okay, look, this really is starting to get to me. I am, and I'm not just saying this to be on the other side of it. I like candy corn a lot. So now here I am now twice a year now apparently having to defend the candy corn because I love it. I love the texture. I love the flavor. I could eat that stuff every day. I don't like candy canes.
Wait a minute, you can't just skirt by that. You have to tell us why.
Oh, You don't like fresh breath?
Why don't you like fresh breath?
That's the reason. To me, it tastes like toothpaste or Scope or Listerine. Pick your flavor of mouth wash. That's what it is.
You don't like the girthiness of the candy cane?
Well, take it easy. Wait, no. I guess we need to know why you like candy cane.
The girthiness.
Go ahead, Gabe.
What kind of candy cane do you?
What kind of a Christmas? This is a very interesting situation.
All right, I will say this.
Christmas special.
Candy canes, handful a season is good enough for me. I don't need to. I'm not going to grab a bag of
a girthy handful.
You want this one? Will you take this one, Gabe, right here? Do you want this candy cane?
Gabe, there are families driving children to Christmas parties right now.
So candy canes, nothing wrong with them. What I have a problem with is the like rainbow colored candy canes.
You know, see,
like,
I like those
like
better.
More candy where than they are peppermint.
Yeah, I like those better.
No, that's terrible. Fruitcake debate. My wife made a fruitcake, a cranberry bread, I should say. So is that a fruitcake? Is that like the same thing?
No, that's probably that's different. That's I think.
My wife's half black, half white. So
okay,
I won't tell you which side made the cranberry bread, but you could take a guess. And I was like, damn, babe.
Actually, I don't know.
And I was like, don't worry about it.
No, is I didn't know. Like I would in my head, I'm thinking it would be white people, but. Is that?
Ding, 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 ding.
Am I right?
Yes.
Okay, because it's cranberry.
But the thing is this. Yeah. I told her, I go, babe, I think there's two, because the bread was good. I don't like cranberries. So I was like, there's too many cranberries. And she's like, oh my God, I want more cranberries in the bread. So
okay.
Fruitcake, cranberry bread, not my jam.
I don't know why you got to put stuff like that in the bread.
She's a great baker, though. She's really good at baking, my wife.
Really?
She makes the best cookies, the best pies, everything. She's such a good baker.
That's awesome.
I really hope she's listening.
That's beautiful. Does she? Does she listen? Does she care?
She tells when she's driving to her parents' house an hour away and got the kids in the car.
Oh, man. Over the river and through the woods to grandma's house we go.
That was fun. Text us right now. 644-6767, 312 in the front of that. Where are you at in that debate? Candy corns and candy canes and fruitcakes.
This is apparently the great debate that has been ongoing about fruitcake.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.